The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service.
Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we have a lot to get to on the program. Carlos and I were talking during the week, and he wanted to talk today about the rain, soft ground, and storms, but also anything that is on your mind about that beauty that is the trees that align your landscape in your outdoor living space. So we're fortunate to have that certified arborist, Troy Lampenfeld, with us today. So he is here to answer all of your questions when it comes to your trees, but we're focusing today on rain, soft ground, and storms. So Troy, let's begin by saying, can too much rain be a bad thing? Because we have lived in Soak City for the last couple of weeks. How are you?
I'm doing great, Rob. Thanks for having us on again. It's always a pleasure. Too much rain, too much of anything can be a bad thing. Ask anybody that, all things in moderation. But if you're looking at rain in regards to trees or a lot of different types of plants, but trees specifically, rain can be a little bit of a problematic thing for, especially for larger, more mature trees that are under wind pressure. So the things that, excess moisture in the soil are going to do are pretty variable, but depending on the type of soil that you have. So if you've got, let's say loose sandy soil, excess moisture sometimes can make it so that root zones are less strongly attached, basically, in a variety of types of soils, not even necessarily specifically sandy soil. But, if you've got rain for, let's say, every day for a month, it sounds familiar. You can look into a position where the root system of the tree is going to be just a little bit less strongly attached because the pore space in that soil, the area where there's supposed to be air in that soil space, becomes waterlogged. And basically, for one thing, there's no oxygen getting to the root system, so it's in what's called an anaerobic environment, right? So no oxygen for a root system is a very bad thing. It makes it so that the tree does not have the necessary basically elements to undergo a couple of vital processes that keep it alive and allow it to get food from the leaves and transpire and, use the water that it has soaked up. But at the same time, it can loosen that attachment to the soil and make them more likely to fail during a storm. So, we had that really crazy storm about a month ago that not only did we have a little bit looser soils because of rain, but we had 80-mile-per-hour winds approximately or somewhere around there. And so even trees that were in extremely healthy positions, because of the extenuating circumstances that we had, I saw trees that typically would never have come down under normal conditions that went absolutely top first, down into the ground. Those types of things, it's a freak weather event, but it does apparently happen in Pittsburgh nowadays. It's been more and more common for the past couple of years anyhow that we either have crazy drought like we had last year and the year before, or we have, it seems like torrential downpour and not only flooding, but also extreme storms this year. So we're kind of getting it from all angles here for the past couple of years.
All right, Troy Lampenfeld, certified arborist, our guest from Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Anything on your mind in the way of your trees? But today we're talking about rain, soft ground, and storms. Kind of a threefold question that I'd like you to take a shot at here in the first couple of minutes that we have got the program underway today. Let's talk about the stability of the roots, something you alluded to a little bit. Also, the impact as far as the tree's ability to absorb nutrients and water. And then the most important aspect of this opening segment of the show, how does saturated soil from heavy rain impact the tree's ability not only to absorb those nutrients, but what can you look for to see that maybe it's been compromised and vulnerable because of what's going on right now? So a threefold question, something you need to kind of finish as we get ready to roll to our first break. Go ahead, Troy.
So we'll start with that that most important portion there. What do you look for to see if the tree is compromised? So you'll be looking for a couple of different signs. Mm-hmm. The first and most important thing you should look for under extreme rainy and windy conditions is to see whether or not that soil around the base of the tree within, you know, it can be up to around a 4 or 5 foot range around the root zone of the tree. Make sure you don't see that area lifted or elevated at all or starting to move around a little bit. What that would tell you is that the root zone, the critical root zone around the base of the tree, has started to come detached effectively from the rest of the ground around the tree. That's the most critical thing you can look for. And if you see anything like that, the first thing you should do is call an arborist to come out and check out that tree. We do emergency services in a lot of cases. So if you're in a position where something looks like it's going to go, it's better safe than sorry to have somebody out there and check it out for you than it is to have somebody out there once it's already on the ground. Now, when you're talking about, you know, nutrient availability, water availability, what happens is that anaerobic environment in the soil where there's no space for air makes it so that the tree basically cannot get rid of water through the tops of the leaves through transpiration. So what will happen is the tree will reach what's called a permanent wilting point once the tree is, or once the soil is at capacity for a long time for water. And when that happens, you run into a position where the stomata for the leaves will sometimes close, and the stomata are like little pores on top of the leaves. This will happen in drought, but it'll also happen when the tree is excessively watered. They'll close up and make it so that transpiration doesn't occur effectively, and you'll get wilting, basically. So it's pretty strange. You'll get wilting when the tree is underwatered or when the tree is overwatered. There's a lot of similar symptoms for each side of the aisle there. But what you want to watch out for more than anything as a homeowner is just making sure that everything is safe and knowing when to call somebody to check the tree out. Honestly, it's a good idea after all the storms we've had. If you own a tree, it's not a bad idea to call up and get a consultation to get either a risk assessment, which we offer. I'm a tree risk assessment qualified, certified arborist, so we can get you kind of a systemic approach to understanding what the risk of having that tree in whatever proximity to your house or whatever other targets there are. Not a bad idea to get that done pretty frequently, honestly, after these types of storms.
All right, let me get a break in here. We'll come back. We're going to continue our conversation. We're talking rain, soft soils, storm damage, but anything on your mind in the way of trees, now's the time to call. All of our lines are available for certified arborists from Greater Pitt Tree Service, Troy Lampenfeld. Our number is 866-391-1020. You can get on the air right away, 866-391-1020, or you can call them directly and set up an appointment for that evaluation, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Troy Lampenfeld, your Pratt Pack, Greater Pitt Tree Service in the noon hour today on KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, back on Pittsburgh Works, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Troy Lampenfeld, certified arborist, is here. We're going to get to your calls in a little bit, 866-391-1020, or you can reach them at 412-884-TREE or 412-884-8733. Today, it's rain, soft soil, and storm. So, Troy, a couple of more questions, and then we'll take a break and get to some of these phone calls. And by the way, if you want to join us, again, 866-391-1020. So what is the long-term effects of persistently waterlogged soil on a tree as far as its overall health? Explain that to me.
So waterlogged soil over the long term can be a super problematic issue for a variety of things, but it depends on the species of tree that you're looking at, right? So if you have a type of tree that does extremely well in wet soils, like let's say a willow or a river birch or something on that end of the spectrum, they're going to do pretty decently with wet ground, but the drainage of the soil makes a big difference. Now, if you're looking at different species that do not like wet feet, like let's say arborvitae or a couple of different types of coniferous trees like yew, you know, things like that, you can run into some serious problems, and the main one you're going to run into is just root rot. So when you get that anaerobic environment in the soil where there's no oxygen down there, you have problems with bacterial infections, and you have problems with fungal accumulation in the root zone. And the reason for that is because the roots will slowly die off in this anaerobic environment and no longer be capable of transporting water and nutrients. And what will take the place basically is just faster colonizing species of bacteria, of fungi, of different woody decay species and things like that. So this excessive water in the soil can act as kind of a stressor, like an initial problem. And almost all of the pests that you're going to look at on trees that are any kind of a serious threat to their, you know, their long-term health and existence are going to be problems that require an initial stressor to take advantage of. So you'll have what are called opportunist pests or opportunist fungi, where a tree will be either wounded or it'll be in a position where it has, you know, this waterlogged soil for a very long time, and some of the roots will start to die back, and it'll have to compartmentalize that decay in the root system. And as it's working to compartmentalize that decay in the root system and still working to grow the crown and still working to grow the trunk and still working to do all these other things, it'll suffer in that amount of the pie chart that is its energy resources. The amount for defense will be shrunk a little bit. And when that happens, the tree becomes susceptible to really serious issues like, you know, Ganoderma fungi, various things that I see on a pretty daily basis. But when you're looking at the trees in your yard, the best thing to do is to have them inspected to see if something's going on. Most of the time, you know, if you're out there, you can go out and see any variety of things. And a lot of companies don't really know what they're looking for either. You'll get companies that, or, you know, even some people that kind of claim to be arborists that don't have the right certifications and don't have the training. They'll see a pile of mushrooms in the mulch around the tree. And a lot of those mushrooms are just going to be problems that have accumulated in the mulch. They're not actually damaging the tree at all. But being able to distinguish and differentiate those different types of fungi that are going to be either harmful to the tree or that are just there and are causing no problems, it can save you not only a whole load of money, but it can save your tree and keep you in a position where you don't have to take your tree down. So, you know, we do a lot of work to make sure that people are as safe as possible, but we're also starting to kind of focus as much as we can on keeping trees healthy in a position where they otherwise could be, you know, could be basically losing vitality over time. So we go out and we check out mature trees on a regular basis, make sure that they're in good shape, make sure that they don't need pruning or cabling and bracing or any of these other things that we offer. And then if they do, we work from there to make sure that, you know, all your needs are met. But there, you're going to get a lot of people in this type of industry that'll come out and try to sell you something you don't need. And 9 out of 10 times, the thing they're selling is taking that tree out. So having somebody that's experienced, like Carlos, like myself, that knows when a tree does have to come down and when you have, you know, you're lucky enough to be able to keep the tree happy and healthy for a long time, makes all the difference in not only how your landscape looks, but, you know, the value of your property, the benefits that you get from the tree. And if you do end up taking that tree out, you're probably going to have more waterlogged soil in the long term anyhow, because that tree has taken up about as much of that water as you can imagine. But yeah, I mean, with waterlogged soils, with rain, with things like this, you just have to watch out and make sure that you don't see, you know, ground lifting up or moving around too much around the base of a tree, especially in high winds. Call an arborist, call us if you want, 412-884-TREE. Just make sure that you're watching out for yourself, because these types of storms, you know, they're pretty dangerous one way or another. That type of freak storm that we had a month ago, even healthy trees can come down, but making sure that your tree is as healthy and as architecturally sound as possible is your best bet to keep your house safe, keep your outdoor living space as beautiful as it can be, and keep your trees in a good position. And that's what we want to help you do.
All right, listen, Troy Lampenfeld is here, Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Call to set up your appointment today to get that estimate and to make sure that your trees stay healthy. And don't forget, Plant Healthcare is something you can sign up for year-round, for every reason and every season. They stop out to make sure everything is where it needs to be. So another golden opportunity of why you need to do business with Greater Pitt Tree Service. 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. We have some calls waiting in the wings. We'll get to them on the other side. If you all want to jump in here with a question, give us a call right now. That is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And on today's show, we are talking about rain. We're talking about soft soil. We're talking about storm damage. We also have a couple of things that have been sent to me via text messages and emails, questions that they would love to have Troy answered. So we've got a lot of work to do, little time to get it done. So about two more segments left. If you want to get in here with a question, I highly urge you to start dialing now. We're talking about, as I mentioned, rain, soft soil, and storm-related questions. But if there's anything on your mind in the way of your trees, call us now. Troy Lampenfeld, he is a certified arborist, Greater Pitt Tree Service, 866-391-1020. We do have some lines available, or you can call them directly. Do it right now. Leave your information. They will get back to you. 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Rob Taylor, a couple of minutes away with a news update, and then your Pratt Pack right back at it. Greater Pitt Tree Service in the noon hour today for this Saturday with certified arborist Troy Lampenfeld on KDKA 100.1 FM, AM 1020.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Another busy day with your Pratt Pack, but we're wrapping it up with one of my favorites, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Troy Lampenfeld is here. We got some calls, and if you want to jump in here, 866-391-1020. Denise is first up, and she's in Point Breeze. Denise, how can we help you?
Hi, thank you. I'm finding this program very informative, but making me quite nervous. During the recent storm, two huge trees have fallen near my property. But my main concern is a tree that's on my adjacent properties. It's a four-story, very, very, very large, I would say, I think it's an oak tree. If it falls, it's going to totally crush my house. I've brought it to the attention, you know, of this neighbor because he is realizing that with the recent large tree dropping that my nerves are qualified, you know. And so my question for you is, he supposedly is having someone come out to look at the tree. Is it beneficial for the canopy of the tree to be thinned down to prevent it from falling? I know it's probably sitting in water, rainwater, because of what you previously said, but would thinning the canopy help the wind move through the tree opposed to the lush fullness that it has right now?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things to say about that. So for one thing, thinning is a practice that is kind of on the fence as to how it impacts the tree, right? So depending on how you do it, thinning can be pretty beneficial. A very light quantity of thinning to make it so that there's more airspace through the center of the canopy can be pretty beneficial to the tree. Now, if you're coming in and you're taking all of the small suckers and branches through the interior of the canopy and you're practicing what's called lion's tailing, it's a poor pruning practice that happens a lot in the industry just due to lack of education, basically. But what happens is you'll cut out all those small limbs on the interior of the tree, and then the only area that's taking load from the wind is on the very exterior of the branches, the point where they have the longest lever arm back to the trunk, right? So that's the hardest
point. Gotcha.
Those limbs on the interior, a lot of the time, actually make it so that the larger scaffolding limbs have the load from the wind distributed across them evenly so that there's less likely to be a breakage. Now, full uproot, you may get less total wind pressure on the trunk if you're thinning out the upper canopy of the tree, but the way that you do it matters a lot. Making sure that it's done properly, and if it's an oak tree, making sure it's done at the right time of year is pretty essential to making sure that you get positive results from that. taking care of those really large mature oak trees. Oh, so the oak tree pruning season basically is somewhere around the range of late November to early March. You want to prune the tree when it's dormant. The leaves don't necessarily have to be off because most oak trees will hold on to their leaves after they've already basically gotten rid of all the color and, you know, quote unquote, died off up into the winter. But making sure that the tree is in a dormant position is very important. That actually brings me to my next topic here is, you know, oak wilt and preventative measures with storm damage and things like that. But if you're getting that tree trim, make sure that the person who's coming out there to do the pruning is a certified arborist and make sure that they know what they're doing, because on those larger mature oak trees, a very small difference in technique as to what you do can make a very large difference in the outcome as to how that tree responds to that pruning. That's what I would say for that. If you'd like to, we can come out and give it a check for you. We offer free estimates, consultations, depending on what's going on. I can come out there personally, honestly. So just give us a call, 212-884-TREE, and you know we can get you going on that.
I intend to do that. But like I said, it's my neighbor's property, but supposedly he's had an arborist come out. But I definitely would like you to come out because you seem to hit all the notes that I needed to hear today. Thank you. I appreciate you being on today.
Talk to that neighbor. Talk to the neighbor and let them know that you're having somebody inspect the tree so that, you know, everything's hunky-dory there because people run into problems.
Yeah. You're right. I understand. Yeah. Okay,
thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call, Denise. Thank you. Anybody else wants to get in and talk to Troy? Very passionate about what he does. Give us a call. Now, I got this from a listener. It says, ask Troy about branches coming off of the tree near the base during the storm. Will this weaken the tree? Go ahead.
Yeah, so losing limbs towards, when they say the base, I'm assuming they mean the actual bottom of the tree and not just the central trunk of the tree higher up. But losing limbs towards that lower portion of the canopy, it depends on how the limbs break off, right? So if those limbs break off farther out and they leave a stub or a limb, depending on what type of tree it is, there's a good chance that tree is going to be fine for the long term and that it'll compartmentalize that decay that's slowly going to seep in from that wound and make it so that it's not a huge issue in the future. It'll have a small weakening effect, but provided that that damage occurs outside of what's called the branch collar, the protective barrier zone in that branch collar, it's basically a chemical barrier that makes it so that decay is less likely to spread into the trunk wood. Now, if that trunk wood or the main stem of the tree is damaged to any significant extent, you can look at decay seeping into there and causing serious structural issues over the long term. So how a limb breaks off definitely makes a large difference as to how the tree responds to it. So again, having somebody inspect it and make sure that you're not going to look at long-term issues is important. But also, if you're losing smaller twigs farther out from the trunk, you're in way less of a dangerous position than you are if you have something peeling away and causing any damage to the bark of the main trunk of the tree, because that's where you're going to look at the most structural stability loss if you have damage to those parts. But it, you know, all wounds are not created equal on that type of thing. It's definitely variable, and it's variable between not only the type of wound but also the type of tree that you're looking at. You know, if you have an oak tree that's wounded in the middle of summer, you are looking at potentially having oak wilt instituted into that tree. So it's something that I recommend. If you have a mature oak tree that has been damaged during a recent storm, they are at a far higher risk of developing a disease called oak wilt. Oak wilt is a fungal pathogen that travels through the vascular tissue of the tree. And it can kill a mature oak tree in a single season. And that can be an absolute nightmare, not only because you lose the tree, and that's a crying shame, but also because a dead tree directly above your property quickly begins to deteriorate in strength and stability and will begin to lose limbs, begin to lose large chunks over the course of a few years. And that can be a serious hazard to people's health and safety. So making sure that you're watching out for that is important, but if you had an oak tree that was damaged in recent storms, I would call to get that tree either inspected or, if necessary, treated to prevent oak wilt, because once the tree gets oak wilt, once it starts to show signs of oak wilt, there is nothing you can do to stop it, if it is a red oak, that is. And most of the oaks in this area are pin oaks and red oaks. So if you have an oak tree that you know was damaged to some extent in those storms, I would seriously consider giving us a call to come out and get treatment on those trees to make sure that you're not in a position where you lose that tree basically for nothing. You know, it's a relatively cost-effective treatment, and it's worth its weight in gold in terms of preventing damage from oak wilt. So that's something that I would certainly recommend doing. But other types of trees, if you have damage to limbs near the trunk or to the trunk itself, sometimes if they're a strong compartmentalizing species and they're capable of taking that kind of abuse, you can be in fine position to keep that tree up for a very long time. And my motto, if I can keep the tree up, I am going to do everything I can to keep that tree up and alive. If it comes down to it and it seems like it's a safety issue, removal is always an option. But to me, it's the last line of defense unless the client is specifically requesting removal from the get-go. So, you know, every wound is different, every storm is different, and every tree is very different. Even within the same species. So having the right tree in the right place with the right attention to detail is extremely important in this type of situation where we're having these severe storms regularly. And we can, you know, we can advise you as to what the needs of your tree are, what its strengths are, what its weaknesses are, and how to navigate around those things to make sure that you're not in a position of increased liability or risk. And make sure that you can keep those trees happy and healthy for the long haul.
All right, we're going to come back. We've got Lynn who wants to talk to you. Anybody else, 866-391-1020. Don't forget, you can reach them at 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. This plant healthcare thing that they have when they come out throughout the year to check to make sure everything's good. If you had a tree or two that was damaged or you really had the eye of the storm in your backyard and you're wondering if everything is okay, it may look okay, but you may just want to call them right now to set up that appointment for them to kind of walk through the grounds and see how everything is post that storm that we had a couple of weeks ago. And they'd be happy to do that as well, too. 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Get that estimate, get that thing looked at. If there is a problem, they'll get it solved. No one does it better than Carlos McClintock and Greater Pitt Tree Service. His certified arborist with us today, Troy Lampenfeld. 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. We'll be back.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, back at it with your Pratt Pack. Again, if you want to talk to Troy Lampenfeld, he is a certified arborist, works for Carlos McClintock, our good buddy, Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE or 412-884-8733, their number. But our number is 866-391-1020. And if you call now, you'll have a chance to talk to him before the hour is up. Up first, it's Lynn. Lynn wants to talk about one of my favorite trees, crabapple. Go ahead, Lynn.
Hi, I have a weeping crabapple tree. It's supposed to be a dwarf tree, but it's pretty big. But the problem is, I noticed there's yellow leaves all around it that are falling from the tree. I looked up underneath it, and I noticed it's the top of the tree where the leaves are starting to fall off.
Yeah, so when did this start, just about?
Maybe a couple weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so that's pretty early. So there's definitely something going on. If you're getting, is it all across the tree or just in one spot?
It's just at the very top.
Okay, top. So typically leaf dieback at the top of the tree is going to point me towards some kind of root issue. But at the same time, crab apples, they have a couple of specific diseases. I would doubt that it's what this is, but crab apples suffer from something called apple scab, which can frequently cause issues with basically just early leaf drop through the summer. But we're pretty early into the summer, so I would be surprised if apple scab is causing that. What we do treatments for apple scab, but also if you're looking at root problems, what I would recommend is getting what we call a root collar excavation to see what that issue is. So it could be a soil issue,
And if it is, we can help to amend the soil to fix the drainage there to make it so that root rot is less likely, and also do a fungicide treatment on the base of the tree to minimize any kind of invasion of fungal disease. But what I would recommend there is definitely to have somebody come out and check that out. Because if you're looking at dieback at the top of the tree, you're probably, from my experience, you're either looking at some kind of damage to the root system or excessive waterlogged soil, something like that with no drainage. How old is the tree?
About 20 years old.
About 20? Okay, yeah. I mean, it's well established then. So, I mean, I would like to come out there and check it out. We could do a soil test. We can do a lot of different things to see what's going on with that tree and get it in the best position possible. But for now, I would probably check the soil around the base of the tree, see if it's extremely heavy clay that doesn't drain well, because a lot of the time that's going to lead to root rot. And we can definitely do something to amend the soil around the base of that tree to make it drain better, to have higher organic matter content, and then also to just provide a better position for the tree in terms of root zone, nutrient availability.
All right. Thank you for the call. We got to get a couple more calls in here while we can. Lots of folks wanting to talk to Troy. We appreciate that call. Let's go to George in the North Hills. George, you're on the air with Greater Pitt Tree Service. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey, question about trimming the lower 5 to 6 feet of pine trees from the ground. Any issues with that?
All that's going to happen is that it's not going to grow back. So depending on what you mean by pine trees, a lot of people will call a pine something else. They'll call a spruce tree a pine tree, a white pine tree a pine tree. Spade is not always a spade in this case, but, you know, most conifers, most coniferous trees are going to leave you in a position where they just don't develop what are called adventitious shoots. So if you cut straight back off of the limbs of a deciduous tree, like a maple or something like that, you can get sprouting from that area that'll basically slowly develop new branches. But if you're looking at cutting those conifers back, they're not going to grow back at all. And you want to make sure not to cut into the trunk wood of the tree. So you want to stay, you don't want to leave stubs on there either, but you want to basically cut in a position where you're a little bit under an inch away from the tree outside. And it's dependent upon each individual branch, but you'll see a little ridge where the trunk wood changes to branch wood, and you want to cut farther out, closer to the branch wood on that, and you'll have fine results for that. You shouldn't have any serious issues unless you make some pretty big mistakes while pruning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, let's do
one. All right, perfect. Thanks for calling.
All right, George, thanks. Let's go to Jack. Last call of the day. Jack in O'Hara Township. Go ahead, sir. You're on KDKA.
Yes, sir, Rob. I just wanted to make one comment. A few years ago, I had Greater Pittsburgh tree come out, do my two oak trees. They had a crew come out. They climbed all over that tree. What I wanted to say is when they were done, they cleaned up every last branch on the ground. I can't say enough about them. So if you're looking for a tree service, I'd recommend them. Because they hauled everything away. Everything was clean.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you. Listen, anytime you have any work done around your house, cleanup is such an important part of everything. So I know what they are capable of, and I know what they do, and you're not the first person that's told me that. So thank you for that compliment. So let me just remind everyone, pick up the phone. They'll make it right, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. And, of course, our fearless leader, Carlos, is with his father right now, who's dealing with some health challenges, and we just want to take some time to send out our thoughts and prayers to his dad and his family. They are definitely with us today as we continue to promote something he's worked his entire life to build, and he's so happy to have a young man like Troy a part of that crew and that company who just continues to do amazing things. Troy, before we let you go, just tell the folks what you do every day, why they should really lean into Greater Pitt Tree Service, because this isn't some massive conglomerate. This is hometown. This is a guy from Pittsburgh who knows Pittsburgh like you, and if you really need your neighbors to be helped, you want a neighbor to help you, and that's what Greater Pitt Tree Service is all about. We got about a minute left. Go ahead.
You know, we're a local business, and we care about the place that we're in. We really do. Everybody's house that we go out to, it's a different type of job. It's a different type of person. And we try to make sure that anybody who comes to us for work, we treat them like a neighbor. When we're working on somebody's property, we want to make sure that we're in a good standing, not only with
the trees on their property, but with them, with their neighbors, with everybody in the community. So, you know, give us a call. We really appreciate the work. We appreciate everything that, you know, everybody else does for the community as well. So thank you. And, you know, we'll talk to you again soon.
Troy, fantastic job. Thanks, buddy. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And again, Carlos will be back with us on June 21st, and same time slot. But until then, remember, when you need to get it done, let them get it done. Greater Pitt Tree Service. You can call them right now. Leave a working number. They can reach you during the week. They'll get back to you. They'll get out there, and they'll get on that job that you need to be taken care of. So 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Been a very busy day for your Pratt Pack. Time to call it a day, but we'll be back first thing in the morning tomorrow. And we've got Beth Andrews Networth Financial Advisors coming up right after the news at 1 with Rob. And then Michael Bartley will be here to take you through the afternoon as we can continue on KDKA 100.1 FM AM 1020. It's your Pratt Pack. Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy your weekend.
The proceeding was paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.